Welcome to Storyline, where everyday people throughout our community talk about the experiences that shape their lives. This week on Storyline, Karen Damron, Assistant Superintendent for Human Resources at Edgecombe County Schools, talks with entrepreneur and finance educator Lindsay Mills. Karen and Lindsay are passionate about public education and today share their perspectives on how public schools should evolve to tap into the ways in which children learn best.
What made you different than what I perceived as the majority of folks and where we can get more out of kids and more out of the leaders and the teachers?
I don't know that I'm any different. I think there's a majority of people like me. Okay. However, we're not the ones that you hear about in the media. But the partnership between a person like me and what you're trying to do is because you've created a different way for children to learn. I heard somebody say today, schools were designed for a different type of child 10, 20 years ago. And what you found out about how children learn, the innovative games and things that you have created, would be of interest to the child in our classrooms today, because they are learning differently. And so we have to find those different strategies that will tap into the way kids are learning and excite them about learning.
And obviously, you've been able to, as a teacher, as an administrator, to get kids to perform at levels that maybe are higher than they have done in the past.
Yes.
So what are the keys there to getting that performance?
I think we've got to help children understand education is not something that is done to you, but it is a process that involves you. And at different levels, whether it is at pre-K or whether it is in 12th grade, we've got to figure out how do we bring the children into the mix, because they do have a role to play. And we've got to make education and learning be relevant for the children now. Kids now are different, so their experiences. And so as we know how the world is changing with all the technology things that are coming about, we've got to do our education changes just as well and do it in their vein like they learn. I had teachers that taught me standing up lecturing, but that wouldn't work now for me and the children. So when we ask them, you know, how do you like to learn? What are some of the things you like to do? Then we've got to frame our education around that and have high expectations. I expect children to be successful. I do not take anything less than your best. When I walk through the halls of my buildings and my school districts, children know, and as a principal, kids know, I expect you, unless there is some medical reason why you cannot succeed, then the expectation is that you will succeed. I've read a book that says failure is not an option. You don't have a choice to fail. And when children realize that you expect that of them, it's like raising your own children. Your own children do what you expect them to do in many cases. So school is just an extension of that same idea. If we have high expectation of children, they will rise to the occasion.
Listen to other stories from our community at storylineproject.org. Storyline is a project of the Echo Network and is made possible by the generosity of Salem Town, a continuing care retirement community where every life shines and stories are celebrated. Storyline. Make the connection.